A ceremony was held over the weekend to mark the 78th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Thousands were in attendance, despite two recent mass shootings at Navy bases. The tolling of a bell recovered from the wreckage of the USS Arizona honored the more than 2,400 people killed in the 1941 attack. The commemoration came just days after shootings at two Navy facilities, including Pearl Harbor, left seven people dead. Pearl Harbor National Memorial Superintendent Jacqueline Ashwell addressed the killings.
I wish to take a brief moment to offer the condolences to our Navy colleagues and to their families in the wake of the tragic events that unfolded earlier this week.
The tragedies didn't stop thousands of people and dozens of World War II veterans from attending the event. 13 survivors from the Pearl Harbor attack were present, including USS Arizona crew member Lou Conter.
I enjoy coming out and pay homage to the men that gave their lives. We were lucky. We came home, got married, had kids, grandkids, great-grandkids.
98-year-old Conter attended the ceremony in full Navy dress, his three great-grandchildren in tow. He's one of just three surviving members of the Arizona crew, and the only one who attended this year. Former Navy Admiral and current U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Harry Harris pointed to the dwindling number of World War II veterans as all the more reason to remember events like Pearl Harbor.
My dad, his four brothers, and so many from the Greatest Generation are no longer with us. But we can still hear their stories of duty, of honor, and of courage. Their ghosts walk amongst us. Their spirits speak to us.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt also spoke, describing Pearl Harbor as the place where fate met resolve.
Fate was on the mind of Winston Churchill in addressing a joint session of Congress only 2 weeks after the attack. In a speech known by its most famous line, "Now we are the masters of our own fate."
As for Arizona survivor Lou Conter, he remains the master of his fate. Conter plans to be back at Pearl Harbor in 2 years for the 80th anniversary of the attack. He'll be 100 years old. From Pearl Harbor, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.